Now, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Elliot Mess.
You are a mess, too, Mr. Mess.
Thank you. Well, my mother was a mess. My father was a mess. And I'm proud to say I'm a mess. Hey, you look like a mess, too.
Elliot Mess' real name is Mike Missouri Smith. He's an actor and writer at the Bissell Mansion Restaurant and Dinner Theater.
Look here. Come on over here.
I've been acting for about 35 years. I've written 16 plays that have been performed here.
The Dinner Theater is located in the historic Bissell Mansion, the oldest home in St. Louis. The Bissells were a well-known family of military leaders, including the famous American Revolutionary War General Daniel Bissell. Built in the 1820s, the mansion sits on a vast stretch of land over 600 hectares in size. Almost two centuries later, it was given new life when it became home to St. Louis' original interactive dinner theater in the 70s. Barbara Shepker is the manager of the dinner theater.
We were the first restaurant dinner theater in the whole United States. It was our idea, our whole concept. And now there are murder mystery dinner theaters all over the country.
The dinner theater boasts its own cast of dedicated actors. Missouri Smith is one of them.
You great big brute.
The show tonight is about a long-ago murder in St. Louis.
You can't defeat me.
In the 1920s, it was illegal to drink, sell booze. And in the city of St. Louis, there were a lot of bootleggers, different bootlegger gangs. Well, we created a fictitious gang of female bootleggers called the Dapper Flappers. When our show starts, the leader of the gang, Narmalee Mishes, has been brutally murdered down here in the wine cellar.
In the show, Smith is the funny FBI agent Elliot Mess, and Florence Achenbach plays his partner Miss Betty Buston. Suspects come from the audience. Everyone will help the actors solve the crime.
Okay, now I need three gentlemen to play Moe, Larry, and Curly.
I'll take Moe.
Scripts in hand, these patrons at dinner table are excited about their moment to shine over food and wine. The four-course dinner is served between acts of the play.
Fathead Frankie claims the dagger, and Patty the prude gave you Libby Roshi's G-string.
Achenbach enjoys being an actor.
The best part about it is that I get to be somebody else for a few hours and forget my 9-to-5 where I'm an editor, you know. This way I can be somebody.
Downstairs and upstairs, the restaurant can entertain more than 100 people while two casts of actors are performing at the same time. Among them is Morgan Hatch, who returned to his hometown from Hollywood to enjoy the dinner theater acting experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I'll keep the dagger, but I wonder where I'll put it.
When you walk in the room, your mind just explodes because you've got so many things going on. You're trying to remember your lines, you're trying to remember where you should walk, you're trying to listen to anything clever coming from the audience and sift out the bad stuff and hang on to the good stuff that you're going to answer to them and ad-lib, so your mind just explodes.
There you are.
Every diner receives a part in the play when they arrive. It does not matter if they have a line to read from the script or not. It is the spirit of participation, the laughter, and the unique dining experience that draw people to the dinner theater.
Cover yourself up, you're making me nuts.
Happy birthday to you.
Birthday parties, bridal showers, or whatever the occasion, the theater managers say it would be a crime to miss out on this much fun. For producers Chen Xiaohong and Zhang Songlin, Elaine Liu, VOA News.